This summer, the Williamstown Theater Festival brings together professional theater artists with Berkshire residents to create and perform new work, born on the belief that theater is central to understanding, building, and maintaining community. The initiative invites the people of Western Massachusetts to be a part of the festival's creative process, not just as audience members, but on the stage. Obie Award-winning playwright Lucy Thurber puts a new spin on the Orpheus myth set in Western Massachusetts. When Orpheus, a teenage girl, realizes that something is amiss in her neighborhood, she embarks on a treacherous journey to save her hometown. Helmed by Festival Associate Director Laura Savia and developed in collaboration with community partners, the world premiere features a cast of 75 Berkshire residents performing alongside festival actors. Performances are July 14th through the 16th and July 17th. It's 14th through the 16th at 7:30, and on the 17th it is at 5 p.m. It is a great pleasure to have Lucy and Laura join us this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much. I'm really, really happy to be here.
Well, so the first run is tomorrow. How do you feel? Are you ready? It's all good?
We're very excited. We're performing in a great big mill, the former Caridi Mill, which is now called Greylock Works, on the border of Williamstown and North Adams. And we have over 100 people there every day to work on putting the show together. We have cast members as young as 7 and as old as 80-something. And we're working to bring the best show together that we possibly can.
That's really cool. So how much... And I have a lot of questions for Lucy, but before I go there, let me ask you of how much is, because in my mind, I think to myself, wow, that is so cool and amazing. And wow, that must be a real pain in the, you know what I mean? Like at some point, it's got to be a lot of work getting everybody together and where they need to be.
It is a lot of work, but I actually feed off the energy from the group, and it actually feels more like a playful exploration than it does work. We have a lot of people acting in this show who've never acted before.
Yeah.
And they've taken to it just like fish in water. We don't do any extra work to bring people up to speed. We find that as soon as we get into the rehearsal room, they pick it right up and they're teching the show like old pros.
How long have you and they been working on it?
So Lucy and I started doing workshops with our community partner organizations. We have 5 wonderful partner organizations, and they're the primary way we found our participants for the shows. We first met some of our participants back in November and have done workshops with them every other month since then. The rehearsal process itself has been 1 month long, started exactly a month ago.
So is it okay to ask you who the partners are, a shout out, or am
Absolutely.
I putting you on the spot?
Absolutely. No, okay. Not at all.
I know lists are hard sometimes, but.
Yeah, no, they're wonderful. So our partners are Berkshire Community College
yep.
and the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute in Pittsfield. Also Soldier On, an incredible organization that works with veterans
yes.
in Pittsfield and Leeds. The Williamstown Youth Center. We have our Kids Corps, about 15 kids performing who we met mostly through the Youth Center. And the Williamstown Council on Aging, who's been a wonderful partner.
So, Lucy, what is it like to write a play for some 75 cast members?
To be honest, this has been some of the most joyful fun I've had in my career and my life. I mean, I am originally from Western Massachusetts, so when Mandy and Laura invited me to come up to Williamstown Theater Festival and make art that included the festival and the surrounding towns, I was very, very excited because I was... I didn't always have the access that I would have loved to theater as a young person. So the fact that they're creating this opportunity was something that I had dreamed about doing for myself and for others pretty much since I left Western Mass. And because we've been working with them for almost a year, just out of conversations with our partners and just spending time back up in Western Massachusetts, it sort of presented itself very naturally how to make something that included space for everybody. And it is inspired by all of the folks that we met and worked with and talked to, but there isn't any direct, like there aren't lines or stories. It's a hero's journey about how to save and respond to and be responsible to where you come from.
So which came first? Did you have the idea as the creators of having the idea of we want community participation, or did the idea of the Orpheus myth first come?
Sorry, Laura was about to answer and then I cut her off. Just that's what that pause was.
You can both answer.
Yeah. I think the Orpheus myth came second. We knew we were working with the community partners first, and then it's about how what is a story that somehow felt epic enough that could hold 75 to 80 to 100 people and could also hold music and dance and local bands and, you know, professional composers and choreographers and fun. And the Greek myths definitely have a lot of space for all of those things. And so we were just sort of searching for something. And I've both always loved and been frustrated by the Orpheus myth and the story of Lot's wife, because I've really never appreciated the idea that is put forth in both those stories that completely human acts deprive us of our loved ones. Mm-hmm. That if you look behind you, that looking behind you is sort of results in your losing everything you love and value. And so I decided to rewrite that myth and make it a girl because I'm a girl.
Right. So do you look to correct it or do you look to address it?
I look to just create different options. So, I mean, I think that there's a sort of fundamental idea in the Orpheus story, as I'm using it differently in our production, this idea that if you, you know, the original story is it's a man and goes down to Hades to save the woman he loves. And Hades says, hey, you can have her if you don't look behind you. And right at the mouth of Hades, right when he's about to be free and they're about to be together, he looks behind him to make sure she's still there. And in that moment, he loses her forever. And I sort of feel like also one of the things that Laura and I wanted to address is this idea of that we actually need each other, the state that the country's in right now, the state that some of these smaller mill towns are in, just where we are. There's nowhere to go except to turn to each other. And that whatever our differences is politically, racially, economically, all of it, all we have at the end of the day to make where we live better is us. So I wanted to create a story that had a hopeful ending and that it wasn't like if you look behind you at where you come from, you lose it. If you look behind you at where you come from, you get to maybe find a way to keep it.
Anything you want to add, Laura?
I just think Lucy's done a beautiful job of kind of exploding the Orpheus myth outward, and we're trying to do that with every aspect of this. So Lucy's created a story where Orpheus doesn't rescue just Eurydice. Orpheus is attempting to rescue, you know, dozens and dozens of people from her own town. And you see that at every level. We're not trying to put on a show with just a few people in front of a large audience. We're actually saying to our large audience, come actually be in the show. Mm. So in every way, we're sort of exploding our general theater making practices and trying to make them bigger and more open
and
remove any barrier. And that extends all the way to our venue. We're not doing it in a theater. We're doing it in a former cotton mill. And many of the people in the show have relatives who worked in this very mill. And we're sort of reclaiming that as a space where anybody can come, any age, for free. No need to make a reservation. People can just show up and be included in this thing, whether on stage or 2 feet away in the audience.
So if one of your community actors goes out on stage and then they've done their part, do they then go to whatever is considered backstage, or do they then become morphed within the audience?
A little of both. A lot of the action happens certain moments in the action happen out in the audience. And even the backstage is really just another part of the mill.
Right.
And we've tried to keep the set design very transparent, so it's fabric you can see through. So people are almost always in view, whether they're on stage or not.
Did you have the space in mind when you were writing the play?
We didn't. We weren't sure. It's been a really beautiful, very lucky process. It feels mm-hmm. like there's just been sort of along the way a lot of fortunate yeses and a lot of goodwill. We knew we needed somewhere big. We knew we wanted somewhere that wasn't... We knew we wanted the Williamstown Theater Festival and the rehearsal spaces to be completely open to the participants so that the community partners and the community members could feel like they were real parts of the festival. And then we also knew we wanted a space that was perhaps a little bit off campus. We wanted something that would ask the regular Williamstown Theater audience to move a little bit, you know, to come a little way, to come a little bit more towards our community partners. Mm-hmm. And we also wanted something that felt a little familiar to our community partners where we could sort of meet in the middle. And we were very lucky to get access to the mill.
So let's talk a little bit about the inclusion of the performances, Rock On and Common Folk and others that are taking part within the context of the show. So how did that come about?
Well, the lead of our show is actually a Pittsfield resident, Christine Bellet, who is not doesn't identify as an actor, but as a singer-songwriter. She's actually currently a college student. And everyone we met in our earliest exploration says, you have to meet this young woman. She's extraordinary. So we did, and Lucy wrote the role of Orpheus for her.
And she's extraordinary.
And she is extraordinary.
And she also is a graduate and now a teacher of Rock On, which is one of our partners. And in fact, Rock On, which is an amazing organization that works with teenagers and puts them into rock bands, they are providing the live music for the show. So with this kind of work, we found that just like building any set of relationships, one thing leads to another. You meet one person and they refer you to someone else. And that's how we found Common Folk and Dysfunk Crew, which is a wonderful dance team that is performing in the show, and rappers and opera singers and everyone else.
I mean, I think the Western Mass and Berkshire area is filled with so many beautiful, amazing, talented human beings. And the area is very, very rich. And I think, you know, something like the Williamstown Theater Festival is right there. It's a national festival, and it's really hooked up to the national American theater scene and sometimes international American theater scene. And we really wanted to create bridges between where we live in a way and the people that are actually there, and make that their theater festival too. And I think as that became more and more clear that we meant it.
We really mean this.
Yeah, we're not, yes. And we weren't, and we were here to do our best to stay. I mean, we've been very honest from the get-go that this is our first time out. So every time we met somebody, we were like, hey, we know the Williamstown Theater Festival has not always been the best neighbor. And we haven't always, you know, there's a new artistic director, Mandy Greenfield, who really wants to change that and, you know, give us a shot. And as we went along over the course of the last year, I feel like our partners and the community surrounding us have begun to really believe that we mean what we say and our word is good. And so sort of with that, what Laura is talking about, more and more people have been willing to sort of come out and, you know, get to know us. And so we are also really excited for people to come and see the show so that next year, you know, can be even bigger.
I'm struck by something that you said, Lucy, a moment ago about something that you wish you had in growing up of that close proximity to theater and having that opportunity. And as we just talked about, also within this production, the audience is so close to what's going on. And I could just imagine that being very eye-opening and impactful for a lot of people.
Yes. I mean, to be honest, this has been truly one of the most beautiful experiences of my career. I mean, not to sound corny, but not a day goes by in rehearsal when I'm not sort of weeping joyfully. I think that, like last night, for example, there was this beautiful moment where one of our community members who came through one of the senior groups was looking at a young apprentice who is here from, you know, I'm not actually really sure where he's from, but he's at the festival, and he is a very, very, very beautiful, very gay young black man who is an older white woman, and she's watching him dance, and she turns to me and she says, oh, he's so sexy when he moves, he's so beautiful. And, you know, to be sitting in a room that just because we're all working together, because we know each other, because we have a common goal together, that just being together, it's creating an opportunity to at least bypass some of the pain that we're sort of feeling, I'm feeling in this country right now. And to feel like we're useful and we're doing something, and we're also giving both the folks at Williamstown and the folks in the community an opportunity to be part of something and be positive in these towns has been something that I may never get over with my happiness.
And also have the opportunity and the moment to be able to be aware and to look at that and to see those things
before
you.
Exactly.
Performances of Orpheus and the Berkshires are July 14th through the 16th at 7:30 p.m. Also July 17th at 5 p.m. You can find out more information by going to wtfestival.org. WTFestival.org, and it's free.
It's free, and it's family-friendly. All ages welcome. You can bring picnic blankets and a picnic.
And directions and all the stuff that you need to know on how to get there and where to park and all that good stuff is on the website. It's WTFestival.org. Lucy, Laura, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for the beautiful work that you're doing in the community, and it's a great pleasure. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.